flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a year was about to end. And the author was sitting in his study room, and he wrote on a page of paper, "Last year, I got operated and I was in pain for a long time. Last year, my father died. And I was in grief. Last year, I got retired from a company which I served, the publishing company which I served for 30 long years. It's very depressing. Last year, my son failed the medical exams. Also, it was all because he met with an accident. The car was totally destroyed." He wrote these four things on a page of paper and sat down. His wife entered the study room. She took the paper. She read the four things which he had written. She went out. And she wrote four things on another paper and kept on the same table. The first thing she wrote was, "I got operated last year and I was in pain for a long time. But after the operation, my pain disappeared." She wrote, "My father died at the age of 95, and it was a graceful death. He died at home. And it was a peaceful death. And the third thing she wrote, I got retired from the company, which I served for 30 long years. But now I have long time. I can focus on creative writing. I have got ample of time. And the fourth thing she wrote, my son met with an accident, but good that he survived without a scratch. Though the car is destroyed. And she wrote, really thank God this was a gracious, a year full of blessing. Whilst the man had written, this was a very bad year. But the lady wrote, this was a very good year. How we perceive things. How you look at things. They decide who you are, and what you are going to become. A baby mosquito took a flight for the first time and came back happily. His father asked him, how was the flight? And the baby mosquito said, Daddy, it was wonderful. When I took the flight, people were clapping hands. Life is about finding joy in small things. Life is not about to become extraordinary. It is to discover extraordinary things in the ordinary things. It's not about giving flamboyant speeches. It's not about becoming some guru. It's about making everything a meditation. Meditation in action. You're seeing, you're moving, you're talking, you're thinking, you're journeying, you're imagining, you're interacting. Everything should become a series of meditation. What is happening to you has been waiting for you from a very long time. What's happening now is the result of your wait. Your happenings are your creations. Drama is not predestined. You are the creator, generator. You are the producer of your drama. In today's Murli, like every other, Baba talks about, reminds us about who we are. It's not about running and reaching somewhere. You don't have to reach anywhere. The very desire to reach somewhere brings anxiety. Stay there where you are. Under your feet lies the heaven. Heaven is not somewhere in future, waiting for you. The mind is the heaven and the mind is the hell. And you are the creator. So in this Murli, Baba said, you are the supporter of this world, the foundation of this world. Everything depends upon you. You are the image of support. You are the foundation stone. You are the one who is going to fulfill the hopes, the desires of the worldly people. They are weak. They don't know how to walk. You make them walk. They are full of tension. You are the one who will bring attention. And their attention will get directed towards God. Their attention will get directed towards you, Shiv Shakti. You are the one who is the spiritual vacuum cleaner. Baba has given the example of science. Science has created a vacuum cleaner which pulls the dirt. So also you will pull the stresses and tensions of the worldlings. You are the spiritual vacuum cleaner. You are that authentic Satya Tirtha. The true. They will come to you and you will purify them. You are the spiritual magnet. You are having the ascending stage. You are the one who will wake this world up. You are the great waker, awaker. Achal Murt, you are immovable. So the Murli talks about staying stable, immovable, unflickering. The more stable we are, your vibration will first spread to that close-knit circle of friends and relatives. And then gradually it moves around, encompassing the whole world. So this is about today's Murli. You are the support. You are the one who will liberate. You are the one who will give them mukti and jivan mukti. You are the one who is Samartha Swarup. You are the one who will bring this revolution in this world. So, what to do from this Murli? There is something called as self-talk. You can create a self-talk. If the Murli is given, what all things we can do from it? Every day a new task should be taken. Don't keep on reading in the same boring style. Create novel things. Create newfangled task. So one of the thing is self-talk. We had seen in the past how to write letter to the self. This is different. You take out some recurring words from the Murli and create a self-talk. Talk with oneself. But talk in your mind, don't talk loudly. Otherwise it will create problem. And the problem will further escalate. For example, a patient came to a psychiatrist and said, "Doctor, I keep talking to myself loudly." Doctor said, "Okay, don't come to me." The patient said, "Then what?" The doctor said, "If you start answering yourself loudly, then come to me. Then the problem will arise. Till that time, you're okay." So self-talk is creating a self-dialogue, a monologue. But we are doing it as a homework from the Murli. So first of all, read. Take out recurring words. Take out some theme, some task, and then create a self-talk. Think of the symbolism in nature. What all things are there in the nature which are foundations? Like roots are the foundation. Look at the building. What is the foundation of this building? Look at things and find out the foundations. A mind should start churning things. Otherwise, Murli will become dull and drab. Murli is like the X-ray machine that scans the deepest sanskars of the soul. Self-awareness activity. Find out situations where you should become or behave like a foundation. For example, there is sudden death in the family and a whole family is crying, blubbering. If you also join the bandwagon, who will support them? If suddenly there is bankruptcy, if suddenly an unexpected, unprecedented event happens, which has led to total anarchy. So find out situations where you should behave like a foundation stone. Murli, doodle. You know what is doodle? Noodle, no, doodle. Doodle is hand sketch. Take some topic from the Murli, that's a doodle. And you write, you create a hand sketch from any topic. It could be spiritual magnet. It could be spiritual tirth. It could be spiritual vacuum cleaner. So create a doodle. A handwritten, nicely, from sketch. But first of all, you need to find out things like this. Or you are the someone who wakes thus. Baba said, you are the one who is the waker of the Kumbhakarnas. You are also the waker of those souls who are in relationships and connections. But yet, they are lost in the sleep, in the slumber of sloth. Carelessness, wake them up. And remember, there is a very great risk when you wake somebody up. Somebody is sleeping nicely with blanket and the temperature is 4 degrees. And you go and wake up that person. Will he be happy? You will be looked at like an enemy. They will look at you like an enemy, as a disturber of their sleep. There's a book in English, In the Search of the Miraculous, where the author has written in the preface, in the introduction, this book is dedicated to my master who disturbed my sleep. So Guru is somebody who disturbs your sleep. The master is someone who creates disturbance in your life. You cannot. Somebody who pulls you out of the comfort zone, how can you be happy with him? You live with somebody who is in aligned with you, who listens to you. Will there be any joy? Will you learn anything? But you are staying with a person who is tough. The real glory lies there. The one who insults you, you stay with him. This companionship would be a divine teaching and divine blessing for you. So create a doodle. You can create a question bank, certain relevant, deep questions from the Murli. For example, how to apply this Murli to a practical life? How this Murli can be useful to me in my department? Create such questions. Take a small paragraph. How can I use this? How can it become feasible? Is it practical? The question is this. If not, just reject it. Go to another paragraph. Outreach, inspiration. What is it? Yesterday we talked about compassion call. Call somebody and remind them who they are and they should come back. This is that. Call a person who is out of the BK circle and tell him some point of Murli. And tell him that we have heard this somewhere. It's a good point. And you might love this. You can talk about attention and tension. So these are the 10 points from today's Murli. And these are the 5 tasks. Create a question bank, a powerful question bank. Create a quiz, create a seminar, create a workshop, create a song, compose a poem, an exhibition, an art, a poster, a digital graph, infographics, something, something. Om Shanti.